how are you feeling after a 3-3 draw after extra time?
A little bit hard done by, to be fair. How the boys got themselves back in the game, not once but twice, we thought we'd go on and sneak it and win the game. So we feel a little bit deflated, but we've got, you know, 2-3 days to dust ourselves down and get ourselves right mentally. An awful lot of the time you see yourself go down when you're down to 10 men and to 2-2 when they score the way they did, you go and invariably a lot of the time you go and lose the game. But psychologically and our mentality in terms of coming back and then getting it back to 3-2 and then, you know, regrouping and getting together in terms of organisation to make sure we secured ourselves in the next hat, in for the hat for the next, was unbelievable.
Two good teams, but to play the whole second half with 10 men, the whole of extra time with 10 men, and normally you'd be gutted to have led three times and not won, but I think today you'd have to feel that you've got to be proud with the way 10 men battled for about 80 minutes.
Yeah, my boys will never give up. We're 2-0 down, 3-0 down. Them boys will never give up in there. They've got a sense of determination and togetherness to get anything they can out of a game. And you saw that out there today. And that goes an awful long way in football and to what we want to achieve. And then you add our little bits of quality, which you've seen how we tore them apart in terms of creating the opportunities to score our goals. That is the added element that the boys are adding to their game at the moment.
Your thoughts on the red card for your keeper, Brad Snelling? Was it a penalty? Was it a red card?
It's one of them weird situations where I was talking to the assistant and he said, you know, the regulation has changed and we all know that. So he said, if it was a genuine attempt to the ball, then he wouldn't have been sent off. Now, Brad is the most honest goalkeeper I know out there and he has literally gone for the ball. So how on earth you can send him off? Because the interpretation of the regulation has changed. So if you're the last man, yes, we accept it. But that's not the regulation now. So I really think the kid is left the field of play undeservedly. But that aside, that's done. I can't change that. So we move on.
Not many teams have a sub-goalkeeper. That's probably a fortunate thing or it worked in your favour that you had one today.
No, there's no fortunate about it. We used to keep in regular contact with Callum and he's an unbelievable kid because to come and travel where he does and to come and help us out when required takes an awful lot of character and he did brilliantly for us today. He was unbelievable the way he stepped in a big high-pressured game who doesn't play every week, so it takes a little while to get the speed of the game. But he was great in terms of his impact into the game today.
Now you've got to do it all over again, a replay on Tuesday away at Bracknell Town. I guess you both know a lot about each other after 120 minutes of football.
Yeah, of course, it's going to be bit of a difference. You know, they play on a 4G, so they're going to be obviously more used to playing the 4G, but you've seen how we try and play. The only way to play on a 4G is to be able to get the ball down and pass, and we don't mind that at all, as you've seen that today. But it's a welcome relief to go and play 11v11, and it's a leveller, so, you know, it's going to be another exciting game on Tuesday.
And you're in about four cup competitions as well as being in a title chase as well, so it's been a very successful season so far for Blackfoot and Langley FC.
Yeah, I don't think you can measure success halfway through the season. We'll measure our success at the end of the season and we'll go from there. The boys have done remarkably well and done everything that is required of them so far, but you've seen the hunger and the desire to stay in the cup competitions. The league is our main focus, as we talked about previously, in securing promotion this year. But however, every game we play, we want to win.
And finally, I suppose, to still be in the hat for the draw when you've had a goalkeeper sent off in the first half is something to be positive about.
Yeah. And that, as I said, to play 80, 70 minutes or whatever it was with 10 men against 11, that's the belief and confidence we take from that. So then when it's on a leveller and we go 11v11, you know, we're looking forward to Tuesday.